Welcome councillors, officers and members of the press and gallery. Please be upstanding. We, the councillors of the Hobsons Bay, recognise that we are privileged to serve a community enriched by diversity. We respect and value our community's backgrounds, customs and beliefs, and declare that we will always act impartially to the best of our skill and judgment. Through our deliberations and our conduct, we will uphold the council values to deliver outcomes that enhance the city of Hobsons Bay. Please remain standing. I'd like to acknowledge that we are gathered on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. We recognise the First Peoples' relationship to this land and offer our respect to their elders, past and present. Please be seated. The meeting is being recorded as a podcast this evening, as per usual, and will be made available on the council website tomorrow. And just for the benefit of the gallery, I will mention that tonight we have two meetings being held, and we will first commence with a special council meeting, and that's a requirement under the Local Government Act to consider and review the Councillor Code of Conduct, and this meeting will be followed by the ordinary council meeting, at which time all of the agenda items as listed on the agenda that's been on the website will be discussed. So bear with us as we go through that process. And I will say just a very special welcome to 2017. This is the first council meeting of the year. We are back in business in terms of dealing with the business of council. And I'd just like to welcome our officers who are at the table as well, including first meeting Ms. Kathleen McCluskey, sitting in the chair of Director Strategic Development. So with that formality explained in terms of how the meeting will unfold, I will open up the special council meeting and ask our councillors, are there any apologies to be granted this evening?
Apology received from Councillor Altair, who is just nominated for the two positions on the Municipal Association of Victoria board, including nominating for president, and she's actually upcountry at a forum of candidates for those positions.
So that's moved. Councillor Hempel, do I have a seconder?
Seconder.
Councillor Briffa. And I put that motion to the vote. All those in favour? It is carried. Thank you, councillors. I will also ask, are there any disclosures of interests relating to this item? Under the Local Government Act, councillors are required to disclose conflicts of interest. Are there any conflicts to be disclosed? It's a formality.
Not from here, Madam Mayor.
Thank you for the commentary. So now I will move on to the item which is on the agenda in relation to the special council meeting, and that is indeed the review of the Councillor Code of Conduct. Councillors, are there any questions? If there are none, then I will ask for a mover.
So moved.
Councillor Hempel, and seconder?
So seconded.
Councillor Briffa. Thank you. Councillor Hempel.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is a, I guess, largely a procedural matter. We are required under the Local Government Act to pass a Code of Conduct motion in relation to our conduct excuse me, for the next, I think it's last for the 4 years. There was a requirement that we had to do it a few months ago, so it's quite fresh. There have been only some minor changes from the previous one, things that we've thought through that could be better done, but they're pretty minor. So this will set our behaviour, or it'll set the process for behaviour around what we do as councillors.
Thank you, Councillor Hempel. Councillor Griffith.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, happy to second this motion.
The code of conduct is something that is a statutory obligation for every council in Victoria. So obviously we need to have one. We haven't modified it much from the previous code of conduct. I think this current council is working quite well, and we're working quite well together anyway, so hopefully we'll never need to use this policy or code of conduct in anger anyway. But yeah, it sets the protocols. I encourage people to read it, and I look forward to completely abiding by it and working well with my fellow councillors, council officers, and of course the community.
Thank you, Councillor Brooker. Is anyone against this motion? Are there any other speakers? If there are none, Councillor Hempel, would you like to close debate?
Just a procedural thing, assuming this goes through, we'll strike if it doesn't. I understand that the CEO will walk around and we will sign it in front of him, as we're required to do, and with the proper wording this time round. So, just like to make that point.
Having made that point in the close of debate, Councillor Hempel, I now put that motion to the vote. All those in favour? Anyone against? It is carried. And indeed, with the carrying of that motion, I will now close the meeting, and I close the meeting at 7:09 p.m. And indeed, the CEO will present an individual sheet to each of us all to sign in view of the public and the CEO, importantly, because that is a statutory requirement. And we will all do that before we proceed to the opening of the ordinary council meeting. So just bear with us. It will only take a few moments. People in the gallery, thank you. And the correct wording is, I hereby declare